Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. That's where David Andrews is. And he's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. It's Patriot Center, David Andrews. Hey, David, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey, see, what's cool is at the end of this, you get one of those lizards at the end of the year. So you and your wife.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to put it in a cage for you and send it
gecko
to you.
Gecko?
Yeah.
Send it to you?
I'm sure our dogs and cat will love that.
Hey, we talked to you a week ago, and we talked about...
Hold on. Can we ask him about the dogs and cats first?
Sure.
That's probably more fun to do than get into the football team right now.
Yeah.
How many dogs you got?
I got two dogs.
What kind of dogs?
German Shepherds.
Nice.
See, I thought you'd get the Bulldog, playing for the Bulldogs.
Well, see, the problem is with a Bulldog. Like, right, a Bulldog's too close to, like, me. They fart. They snore. You know, they got a lot of health issues, like, you know.
Breathing problems, right? With
Dave, I had three of them.
Yeah, like, my buddy's got a bulldog, and I'm like, dude, that's like living like with one of us. My buddy who played offensive line with me at Georgia, and like, his dog's just like sitting on the couch and can't even hear the TV because he's snoring.
And they smell so bad. It's like somebody walks around like, who didn't wipe their rear? Like, what is that?
There's something to be said for that, though. Instead of getting a pet that, you know, like, looks like you and is an animal version of you, get a dog that's, you know, like, we have a dog who's, like, really lean, and she's muscular, and she's active and friendly. I'm like, oh, that's nothing like me. Good.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of when you watch 101 Dalmatians, and there's that scene where all the dogs reflect their owners.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of that. You get something that you get something that you want to strive to be. Right?
Yeah.
No, German Shepherd, strong, fast, super smart, all those things.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not any of those things.
Exactly. They're really good. They catch balls. They catch frisbees out of the air. I can't do that. So.
Right.
Have you heard our Winovich interview? We do him every Thursday. We get weird with him. Like, he's different.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it.
All right. Well,
well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks
really
for listening,
appreciate
Dave.
It.
No, like, do you ever drive around and listen to sports radio? Ever?
I will in like the spring. Sometimes back home, I'll listen to, you know, some Georgia football stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, I listen to some of the Georgia, you know, football stuff back home.
You probably listen to that Paul Feinbaum show. You get them wackos from Slater
Club. I can't do Paul Feinbaum.
Hey, we talked to you last week about sense of urgency, and you said we got to turn this around. And I thought you guys had a good bounce, a good response since the San Francisco game. What do you guys feel as a team you're doing really well right now, especially on offense? What do you feel you're doing really well?
You know, I thought we ran the ball really well last week. Thought we were a pretty physical team up front. We just kind of got into a little bit of a rhythm offensively. And then there was times during that game where we didn't, where, you know, we got penalties and we're playing the game from, you know, long yardage. And that's really not any team's successful, you know, way to play the game. So I thought we did some pretty good things there. You know, played a little better complimentary football with getting some points off with JC's interception. Still think we could start faster. I don't think, you know, need to get some points in the first quarter. Try to play from ahead. Really like to, you know, try to work on that this week and, you know, go from there.
We talked to you last week about where you are record-wise and how that's probably – it is. It's new to you as a member of the New England Patriots. The team has always been really good. And Bill Belichick, your head coach, said this week that the team sold out to win three Super Bowls, and that's why you're in the position you're in right now. Do you feel that way?
You know, I think as a player, and you know, my job is to come in and work my tail off every day and be the best player that I can be. And I think, you know, we got guys doing that, and we can all do a little bit better job of that. But, it's just, we're not playing good enough right now. Doing things to hurt ourselves, that's going to cost us. And, you kind of see it. That's just, you do those things and it's hard to win.
You were pretty positive last week with four losses, saying you'd had years where you lost four games and you'd won a Super Bowl. Now it's five losses. Do you feel the same way a week later? And do you feel like there's still something to have a chance here in the division or to become a playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's still a lot of football left to be played. I'm still positive. I thought the way we went out and played last week was, you know, much more how we want to play as a team overall. Like I said, we just didn't do enough little things to win the game. But, you know, that was a winning formula for us.
Hey, people talk about little things here and there. There's like one little thing could have changed the course of some of these losses for you guys. I looked at, and I don't know if it showed this on the film, but it looked like watching a game from where I was calling it off a freaking screen, that the play before the fumble at the end of the game, you guys tried to run a screen to Burkhead to the left. You and Shaq were out there. Do you think you would have walked in if that ball was completed?
I believe that was called into a screen. Obviously it was a screen pass.
Yeah.
I believe it was called into a blitz, which, you know, so, I mean, that's, you know.
It didn't feel like anybody was home for them. Like, it was you and Shaq out there.
You know, you want to try to, you know, get those plays dialed up then. Obviously, that's when screens become, you know, can become big plays. But, you know, I had a coach, you know, say one time, screens are kind of, they're either, I won't use his exact language, but they're either castles or they're, you know, piles of crap sometimes. So it's just how they go sometimes.
All right. Well, getting ready for the Jets now, the team that is in the division, and you've got a couple of times here on the schedule. Is there anything in your early prep for this game that stands out?
Yeah, I think they got I got a lot of respect for, you know, Coach Williams. I think he's a great defensive coach. I feel like their D-line's a really good defensive line. I think Quinnen Williams playing really good. Obviously didn't play against him last year. So, they got some good players over there. And, you know, it's a team that's going to be, you know, we're both hungry for a win right now. So, it's going to be a tough game. It always is a tough game with them. It'd be a good matchup.
How's your hand feeling? Feel better?
It's great.
Good.
It's always great.
Excellent. Good answer.
Good. All right, David. Well, good luck on Monday night. Thanks for the time.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
David Andrews with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.